There are some online applications that I love for the richness, the depth of features that they offer you. And then I also love some online applications for exactly the opposite reasons, for their simplicity and ease of use. Fake Tweet Builder comes into the latter camp. It's an incredibly simple way of producing what looks to all intents and purposes like a Twitter stream, without having to go into Twitter and actually set up the tweets themselves and thereby pollute the live Twitter stream or become involved in all the extraneous things that are going on there. In its execution, it's incredibly simple. All there is a text box, and into there you enter tweets. You separate each tweet with a carriage return. You start off by specifying the tweeter and then type a colon, and then whatever comes after the colon is the actual content of the tweet. Press carriage return, and then it moves on to the next tweet. So you start off with a new character, sorry, a new tweeter, colon, and that tweet. So you can conduct a series of exchanges within this text box as though they were Twitter exchanges. You've got a few options to choose from. You can show names, you can specify full names, upload custom avatars, change the colors and the backgrounds of the tweets. But when you finish, you just click on a single button and create Twitter thread, and then that turns that into what, to all intents and purposes, looks like a series of exchanges in the real life Twitter environment. You can then download that as a PNG. Now, why on earth would you want to do all that? Well, first of all, Twitter's got currency at the moment with young people. It's quite high on the agenda for most people, actually, whether they use it or not, they're aware of what it is. There's also the 140 character limit, which a lot of people regard as a problem. But for me, especially with young people, I see it as a virtue, and the reason is that in order to convey meaning in such a short number of characters, you have to be very precise and concise with the language. So there's a high level of literacy skill in actually using Twitter effectively. So imagine a situation where you've got an exchange, you're trying to simulate an exchange between two characters online or more. It could be historical figures who are trying to portray a particular sequence of events, or it could be an exchange between two politicians over a political issue, or a politician and a series of members of the public who are coming back at them. Or it could be a scientist who's trying to explain their new theories or findings to public figures who are then questioning them. And all that is really easily done using Fake Twitter Builder, something a bit different.